You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I was running around town all afternoon. Both of my sisters are coming in town. My middle sister came in last night.
They're going to straighten you out.
My oldest sister will be here this afternoon. And they already told me, if you need to get your hair done, if you got any things to do, you need to do that before we get there.
Mm-hmm. Because they want to run you around the town.
I don't understand why they think that they're the boss of me. Just because they're older.
Because you're the little sister. That's why. You already know what's going on.
When I pick them up, I'm driving. First of all, they don't know anything about Kansas City. They be like, are you going the right way? I'm like, what do y'all think that I do?
Okay, that would aggravate
when
me.
When you're not here. How do you think I get around when you're not here?
That's how I do all my siblings, though. I'm the second oldest, and I run the show. They know that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gritting my teeth. And I'm grinning and bearing it.
You better smile naturally, right? Mm. These are your sisters.
But they think they run me. And my sister's probably listening to this right now because she just texts me and says she wants to come to the show.
Yes,
has
come on up.
Has she ever met you? Has my middle sister met you?
Yes. We had the skating party last year.
Oh, I forgot. That's right. What?
Anyway. Racine and Rosell, I'm going to welcome you with open arms. I can't wait to see y'all.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. So that was what consumed my afternoon, going to get my lashes done, trying to get myself together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened, but literally the bottom of spring just dropped out.
Bam. Seriously, though. And what was that dirt storm that we had the other night?
What dirt storm?
Well, your car is parked in your garage, but Everybody's talking about the dirt that was rained upon our cars. If you go look at my car, you'll see all kind of dirt spots. Apparently, it was something from Texas that was swept up here during the windy day that we had the other day.
Mm. I didn't notice the dirt, but I did notice the cold temperatures. My heat kicked back on.
Oh, I turned my heat back on. I was like, all right, Air, I'll see you back in a couple weeks or something. We got to turn this heat back on.
Throughout the weekend, we should have some pretty cool temperatures, so don't put up the coats just yet.
That's just going to aggravate me.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s, mostly sunny and cool. Right now, you're clear 35 at KCI. Shay, what's popping?
Thousands gathered at the Staples Center in L.A. yesterday to celebrate the life and times of the late Nipsey Hussle. Now, the memorial service was filled with family, friends, and fans, which holds up to 21,000, all who came to show their love for a man that definitely impacted his community.
Yes, he did, to say the least.
Lauren London spoke of her longtime boyfriend, shared a text that was actually put into the program. Mm. It read, I'm in bed while you're sleeping and I wanted to tell you something. I wanted you to know I feel real joy in my heart when I'm around you. I feel safe around you, protected, like a shield over me when you're around. I am totally myself with you, which is probably why I'm annoying, because I don't wear a cool mask anymore. You've made me into more of a woman. You've given me an opportunity to really love a man, and it continues on. And this was before he passed away. She sent this to him, you know. Ooh.
Heartbreaking.
Snoop Dogg took to the stage and had some really great memories, made the crowd laugh.
One thing about a neighborhood, we gonna respect another man from another neighborhood, even if he ain't from our neighborhood, if he come from where we come from. And I explained that to Nip. And when I was explaining it to him, he was getting it. But he wasn't getting it, but I was like, look at what you're doing. You make records with YG. You made records with Game. You made records with Problem. You making records with Bloods. Crippin' and Bloods making records, and y'all really love each other, and y'all bonding with each other. Y'all pulling up together. You in they neighborhoods. You loving them, and they loving you. You are a peace advocate, Nip. Mm. That's what you are.
Wow.
Snoop Dogg was awesome. Minister Farrakhan was there. Performances from Anthony Hamilton, Jhené Aiko, Stevie Wonder. And we're going to be talking with Wesley Hamilton from Disabled But Not Really. He was actually at the funeral. So he's going to give us an update on a personal account coming up at 7:23 on that, B.
All right.
T.I. is speaking further on this whole Kodak Black situation. He was recently asked by TMZ about additional comments that Kodak Black had made, saying that, you know, he potentially wanted to talk to Lauren. That's why he was so upset.
What'd he say?
Oh, I thought you had it.
No.
Okay. The respect of a non-respectable person is not valued. I'm respected by respectable people. People who actually can be held to high regard. You saw a legend, a revolutionary transition into an unlimited spirit, a limitless spirit. That's what we saw. That bleep there, that's just slime. I mean, listen, man, to be honest with you, that's all his brain capacity could come up with.
Good Lord.
Oh, I didn't even read it like T.I. That was a wasted opportunity.
I hope so.
The respect of a non-respectable person is not valued. I'm respected by respectable people, people who actually can be held to high regard. You saw a legend, a revolutionary transition to an unlimited spirit, a limitless spirit. That's what we saw.
Ew. Oh my God.
That bleep, that's just lying. I mean, listen, man, to be honest with you, that's all his brain capacity could come up with.
That's true, though, with him. Like, you know, like you said the other day, youth is wasted on the young, and it couldn't be more true with Kodak Black right now. Hopefully, you know, when he gets older, if he has that opportunity, you know, people will call him old. You know, that I was raised in the 2000s. I don't respect nobody born in the 90s. You never know. What could happen to you?
If you live long enough, you're going to see that happen.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I was rapping with my homegirl yesterday, right? And she's telling me why I'm always mad. She's going to tell me it might be because the did it small. And I said, well, maybe. She said, that's why you always mad. She told me I need to go find some bigger.
Okay, I met your sister the other day.
Which one?
Oh, she works in KCK at Key Salon.
My sister Sue.
Sue, yes. Y'all are totally different.
Yeah, but
Sue is so sweet.
Get her with it, though.
Sue don't come off like that.
Because she actually went to high school and college as well.
That's the white in her.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Why I gotta be all that? How come she just can't be a smart, educated Black woman?
Excuse me, Brian. You know my sister get down. Don't get it twisted.
She is so sweet and so kind and was so nice to me.
I'm the nicest one out of all my sisters.
I don't believe that.
The hell
I don't
you
believe
are.
That, Cindy.
I don't believe that. My sister's angry and sorry.
I don't believe that, Cindy. What are you talking about, Cindy?
The ghetto adventures of Miss Cindy. Thank you, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Boy, stop hating all the time. Man,
bye.
See, that's the problem. I can't find a man that can satisfy me. Now, some guys go hour and a half. That's it. A man's got to put in overtime for me to get off.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever been in Target or Walmart and you see somebody, yeah, girl, anyway,
so I told her,
and then they have their phone on speakerphone,
yeah.
So you can hear everything the other person is saying, too?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What about people playing their music in public through their phone with no headphones?
Nah, I ain't seen that.
You haven't?
No.
Man.
What? Nah, I ain't seen what? Are you one of them people that do that?
No, I don't, but I have been around many people. Well, they'll just start, you know, playing their tunes, like, in public. Like, we want to hear that.
Nah.
So there was a thread on social media yesterday. What habits of people upset you the most?
Ooh. You know what's wrong with me? Is when I'm in the left lane and somebody is in front of me and they know I'm coming. I'm right behind them. I'm like almost bumper to bumper with them, waiting for them to get over. Like, fam, get over. And they don't get over.
Oh, my God. My boyfriend complains about that,
man,
all the time.
Get move on. If you ain't going fast, move over, fam.
I'm like, relax.
Get out of the way. Nah, ain't
I'm
going to
tell
relax.
You like I tell him, relax.
Nah, get out of the way, fam. We got stuff to do.
So another thing that showed up on this thread, people who chew with their mouth open and make chewing sounds.
That don't necessarily bother me though, but I notice people who try to get on me about that. Like smacking, like people don't like that.
My boyfriend doesn't like it when your teeth hit your fork. That noise.
Okay. Yeah.
That noise, yeah. Which is weird. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, why are you listening that hard? Yeah. What about when people cut in front of you only to walk slower than you? I guess that's kind of the same thing as you driving.
It is, but get out of the way, all right? If you know you're going slow and you see somebody behind you, move, all right?
What about late to every appointment, meeting, event?
That don't necessarily bother me. That's probably me doing that, though.
You're late?
Sometimes, depending on what it is.
Smoking at the front entrance door was another one.
I don't necessarily see that no more. Back in the 90s and stuff, when you was at the Ponderosa and they asked you for smoking or non-smoking, that was a problem then, but not really now.
People still smoking them jacks. Yeah, they out there still.
What you doing over there?
Smoking a Marlboro.
You should not be making that noise or doing that. They still smoking singles out here, Shay?
Man, people go to the store and get Lucy's all over. They need to stop it.
Cigarettes about $7 now, huh?
Shoot.
I never started.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The boss Diana Ross will be in town tonight.
Oh, for the kids' night out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She tried to put my bid in to be the host.
She need to come up on the show.
Come on, Ms. Ross.
Yeah.
That would be so dope. So today is National Teach Children to Save Money Day. And we've got Marquita Miller from Five Star Tax and Business Solutions in the building with us.
Good morning, Ms. Miller.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Marquita, I was literally taught next to nothing about money management. So when I saw that this was a day, I said, look, this would be an opportunity for us to take control of the financial lives of the next generation.
Absolutely. You are so right. Because I wasn't, being an accountant, I cannot remember as a child being taught a lot about saving or investing. I was taught about entrepreneurship. Mm. Hence, you see the results of that. But it is about what we expose our kids to. So this is a great day to expose them to saving and about financial literacy, period. Having those conversations. So we've just, both of us being here talking about that. Listeners, it's a great opportunity to have a conversation with your children weekly.
Wow.
Weekly about finances. It's so important.
I got both ends of the spectrum, all right? So I got part the saving. I got taught the saving part from my mama because I was always told no when I wanted something, right? Well, you know, we got to save for this. We got to save for that. She was, you know, putting stuff on layaway so she wouldn't buy them, you know, in bulk, I guess, for a lack of a better term. And then the other side I saw from my second mother and my daddy, because we was always broke. And so we had to, you know, make bad financial decisions like renting from Rent-A-Center, taking loans out, you know, having the lights cut off and this and that and the other. So I saw both ends of the spectrum, Shay. I really did.
Nice.
How did that impact you, do you feel like, over the course of time? Because everything has an impact on who we are today.
I don't mind saying no, and I can do without. I kind of make up reasons why I don't need something. I'll talk myself out of it. Man, I want them new Jordans. Well, are you going to wear them every day? Are they going to benefit you every day? Those are the type of questions that I kind of go over with myself.
That's good. And that's a part of savings, because when you save, you're saying no to something else so you can say yes to having a savings balance. Yeah. So it is an exchange that you have to look at. Is it worth me going to this concert, spending these tickets, or should I continue saving so that I can purchase this home or pay off this car? It comes down to weighing out what's most important. And we can teach that to kids right now.
So Marquita, when we come back, we want to get some real life tips that parents and kids can incorporate into their lives to be able to save.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. Right now, you're sunny at 34 in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Jazz musician and composer Herbie Hancock is 79 today.
Shay is in here pop locking, y'all. Okay.
Claudia Jordan, reality star, model, and actress, is 46. She does radio now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Down at my old station in Dallas.
K104.
KR&B.
Yeah.
Made in Tokyo, rapper, is 26.
Ooh.
This is old school right here. Mellow Man Ace. You know who that is?
No.
Yeah, he 52.
Happy birthday, everybody born on April 12th. So you ain't gonna wish the mother from the Parenthood a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, mother from Parenthood.
Her name is Suzanne Douglas.
There you go. Wendy Williams is reportedly done with her husband, Kevin Hunter.
Uh-oh.
After 22 years of marriage and a son, Kevin Jr., she is like, all right, bye.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
We understand that he was served with them papers 6:30 early Thursday morning.
He better come up with a Jay-Z album and save his marriage.
I think it's a done dada. No. He got a whole baby out here.
And make love good.
Like a whole baby. Like,
I mean, you act like relationships ain't been saved before. That's been in dire straits.
Name a relationship.
Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Didn't he
That was a break baby?
That
was why they was taking the break.
Break baby? Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool.
If we wasn't together, it is slipperoo happens, then okay.
Who else done had a baby and they say that? Stevie J? He done did that a couple times. I know he
had. Those were not his wives. These were his chicks.
Yeah!
I think this is good for Wendy.
It probably is.
Because it looked like, you know, at one point that he was draining her of all her essential oils. Like, serious.
She need to take them omega-3s in the morning then.
So, of course, yesterday, thousands in L.A. Took to the Staples Center to memorialize the life of Nipsey Hussle. His girlfriend, Lauren London, took to the stage and had a very impassioned speech.
We know what Nip meant to us. We lost an incredible soul. We lost someone very rare to us, and we lost a real one. And we won't ever be the same. But in Hustle's words, because he used to always say this, the game is gonna test you, never fold. Stay 10 toes down. It's not on you, it's in you. And what's in you, they can't take away. And he's in all of us.
My Lord, so tough, man.
I thought she was super strong. I know I would have never been able to do that. There's no way. His mother also got up and she spoke for quite a while and she was strong as well.
Let's water the seeds of love that Aramis displayed to you, that you know that you have planted in your heart. Let's water that love and let it grow. I did get a little teary-eyed when I laid down about the third night after Aramis had made his transition. And I started to cry because I was thinking about, I can never be in Aramis's electromagnetic ray field. He had an aura around him that if you sat with him, it gave you power and energy, it like filled up your spiritual tank. So that when I left and went to work and whatever, I was in the world for the next week, he had left something with me.
A lot of folks there to memorialize Nip's life. So I think it was a wonderful send-off.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's National Teach Children to Save Day. Marquita Miller with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions with us with some tips that parents and kids alike can use. So thanks for stepping away from preparing taxes. We know that tax day is Monday.
It is Monday. Okay, so here's some tips. This we're going to keep it real simple. You can think about SIP, the word SIP, right?
Mm-hmm.
S is for saving. It's really important to teach your children the importance of saving, and you can do that by demonstrating with them on a daily basis about what's the advantages of saving versus the disadvantages when there are opportunities to present themselves. And if savings are not there for them, you can show them that how, because this is real life. You know, sometimes we want to guard our children, but there, if you don't have a savings and you get a flat tire, you're not able to fix that.
Right.
So those conversations, not to stress children out, because I don't believe in that, but to expose them to financial situations that will help them to make better decisions. So saving, and then in saving, saving first. If it's allowances, you know, every child is different age. There's things that they can do to earn allowance. There's things they can do to actually work. And it's a great opportunity in the whole savings to talk about difference between wages and revenue. We'll talk about that in a minute. But in the midst of that, they need to pay themselves first. They need to put away money that they don't give them the concept of not spending everything that comes in. Mm. You have to set aside something. A percentage of it must be set aside. The other word, I invest. That's such a powerful word. And it's a great teaching moment for investing. If you look at what your children like, if you find out what clothing that they wear, and show them how to look up the stock, what that stock, what it trades for, wherever they shop at, what is the stock, and show them the difference of, if you're going to shop at Forever 21, what if you had Forever 21 stock? And you get a dividend back for you doing your own shopping. So those conversations around everything, everyday life of things that they do, will help them to see the difference of investing. And another great conversation to have when it comes to investing is the return on investment. If you're going to buy, let's say it's tennis shoes, will those tennis shoes give you a return on investment? Allowing them to have the conversation and think from a mindset point, is there a better way I could spend this money that would cause me to make more money later or yield a return on investment? And expose them to terminology. It's so powerful to help shift generational wealth and family wealth by just having those conversations.
So instead of buying Jordans, buy Nike stock brand. Mm.
I have an idea that I want to run by you coming up at 7:52 as it pertains to goals and money with our kids.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Marquita Miller, Five-Star Tax and Business Solutions here. In memory of National Teach Children to Save Day, we're going to give them some tips on how you can get your kids into financial viability. I learned absolutely nothing about saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Scratching and surviving.
Yeah.
But Marquita, you're going to help us get the next generation right.
Absolutely. So to recap, we had talked about SIP, the word SIP. The S stood for saving, paying yourself first, looking at it, you know, putting aside money. And anytime you receive any kind of income, you want to always have a percentage that you save. I was for investing. We talked about looking at your spending pattern, where you spend at, who do you buy with, and looking at those stocks and tracking those stocks so that you can learn to invest. And we were up to RP, planning for your wealth, one of my favorite topics. And so I know Brian has a question, but planning with your wealth, talk to your children about entrepreneurship. About a lot of times we talk about working and saving, but if you also have the other side of the coin where you are showing them how to make money, the difference between wage and revenue, the difference between exchanging time for money versus exchanging, receiving revenue for your talents, your gifting, your product, your service. So that's a great tip, because youth are so innovative. Technology, there's a lot of business opportunities that youth can really be taking advantage of and be stacking up their coins.
A lot of times when you show kids something, what they can accomplish, they will, you know, work hard to get there. So do you think it's wise to try to train your child to try to reach a goal of trying to get these Jordans or get this PlayStation game or what have you over, you know, a couple months time or whatever?
I do, because a couple things that it teaches them. Number one, it shows them the real cost for them getting that. So if they're working to earn that money and they're setting the money aside, they're seeing it grow. And by the time they get to it, then you're going to ask them the question, is it worth you spending this for this to get it? So it's a very teachable moment of the saving and then also looking at the return on investment. We were talking about instant gratification. A lot of times, you know, kids want what they want right then. But if you delay that, it helps to build in the fact that you can get more by waiting later.
And a lot of times, if a kid will save up $200 for some Jordans and they look at that $200, they never seen that money before in their hands. They be like, I want to do this with something else, or I might want to save a little more money.
Absolutely.
So I didn't get an allowance as a kid. Is that something that you would recommend parents do to try to put their kids in the mind frame of receiving wages, if you will?
I think when they're younger, it is a benefit to do the allowance, but there is also, you got to be careful because you don't want to give, you know, the reality is that you have to pay where you stay. We all do, right? So it's sometimes we give false aspiration of because you made your bed, you get allowance. So the allowance should be for things that are above and beyond what you're doing, not the things that are required for you to live in this household. So I think it needs to be a healthy balance. But but once they start getting in their teens, I think that allowance goes based upon their earning potential of things that they're able to do. If they're able to work with you, if they're able to assist you on your job, then that's where it becomes almost like an allowance that's wages. So you want to make sure that the mindset you're building is always stretching them to improve their future self, their future financial situation by increasing their money and saving and investing.
It's never too early to plan for your future and begin saving right now.
Absolutely. And it's never too late either. For you to stay. So if, you know, there may be people that are listening like, you talking about my children, I need to talk about myself. So it doesn't matter where you're at. The number one thing is to take ownership. And today you're hearing this message. And so challenge yourself to do better. Challenge yourself to say, maybe notice some things, maybe that cup of beverage that you buy, and say, I'm going to save that and see how that looks in 30 days or whatever it is. But most importantly, have financial conversations. Sit down, read financial books. Monopoly is a great financial game that teaches you so much about finances in real life. So have those conversations with your children, because exposure actually does help to enhance where we are and where we're going.
Yeah. Thank you, Marquita Miller, for sharing with us on National Teach Children to Save Day.
Thank you for having me.
How can folks connect with you?
You can connect with me via Facebook, Marquita M. Miller, or you can contact me at 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions, 816-444-0004, 816-444-0004.
Marquita Miller, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, thousands gathered at the Staples Center in L.A. to celebrate the life of the late Nipsey Hussle B. So many celebrities and folks from the community who loved what Nipsey stood for.
Yeah.
Even former President Barack Obama wrote a letter to Nipsey. In it, he said, quote, I've never met Nipsey Hussle, but I'd heard some of his music through my daughters. And after his passing, I had the chance to learn more about his transformation and his community work. While most folks look at the Crenshaw neighborhood where he grew up and see only gangs, bullets, and despair, Nipsey saw potential. He saw hope. He saw a community that, even though had its flaws, taught him to always keep going.
And he brought people together.
So much so that folks from Kansas City hopped on planes and made their way. Friend of the show, Wesley Hamilton from Disabled But Not Really, is one of those folks who was right there inside the Staples Center.
Good morning, Wesley. How you doing, brother?
Good morning. I'm doing great, man.
We hear a little sleepiness in your voice. You came back on the red eye back to Kansas City today. Tell us what you experienced inside the Staples Center at Nipsey Hussle's funeral.
Oh, man, the energy was something that was, you know, I think it was unmatched. I had never been... I mean, you know, we've dealt with death, so we've been to a lot of funerals, but this was different. This was powerful. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't much sadness. I mean, I know everybody watched the funeral as well, so it was a lot of tear dropping, but it was more like happiness, like just knowing that someone could make such a powerful impact like that. You were happy that you could push his legacy. Like, I think everybody in there just knew what they had to do the moment that we left. Like, literally. Like, you knew that it was time to change.
Wesley, we're seeing a lot of unity in L.A. We're seeing a lot of people come together. Do you think you can take some of that and bring it back here to the town? What can you learn something from LA and bring it back here?
Oh man, I'm gonna tell you right now, right after Nipsey passed, me and some other people from the community came together and just thought to ourselves, what can we do to bring that blueprint here to KC? How can we rebuild our communities? These are things that we already know that we wanted to do, but I just felt like Nipsey already had that blueprint that we could implement into every city. And yeah, the marathon continues, and I think that we're hearing this term, there's a Nipsey everywhere, but there is, and I think that the people that took the chance to go up and be in that atmosphere knows what it's like to bring that type of unity back home. We need it, every city need it, and that's how we can grow.
Why was it so important for you to be at Nipsey Hussle's funeral?
Well, just for me, I just relate on a different level. I mean, I came from the street life. I changed my life around, you know, got into, you know, the legit life and want to create change. And instead of taking my success and going out of town, I decided to stay here in the city. And I decided that I wanted to change the community where I came from. And I felt like my story in Nipsey's is similar. And it made me feel that I needed to see the type of respect that someone can receive when they put their life on a line to create change.
Mm. Wesley Hamilton, thank you so much for waking up early with us. DisabledButNotReally.org. Have a good one, fam. Thank you for the insight on Nipsey Hussle's funeral.
Hey, thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one. That energy was crazy, but we can do it here in KC, so I'm looking forward to it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny. A little cool. Right now, you're sunny at 36 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Soulja Boy is apparently behind bars for violating probation. Come on, Big Draco.
We need Big Draco out here in these streets to take care of Drake. You know what I'm saying?
My God. Apparently, he's going to remain in custody until his next hearing on April 30th. Is this true?
Hell no.
April 30th?
That's so a ways away.
It's about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks.
Man. Are you willing to go in and do 2 weeks on the inside right fast?
That's the whole way to keep. What's up? What's happening?
You sound ridiculous.
Take me to Rikers Island.
What? You don't want to go there? You will be forever changed, young man.
What's the other one in New York?
There'll be some things that are different.
Nah, not with me.
Yes, it
nah,
will.
Nah.
Yes, it will.
What's the other one?
That's the only one in the city. Rikers Island is the one that people go to with their big process. It's a jail.
Okay. What's the prison though? It's
no
another
prison
name
in
for
New York City. There's a prison upstate New York.
All right.
Several other prisons upstate New York. Anyway, T.I. is speaking further on Kodak Black's comments about Lauren London.
Shay, you got T.I., right? You got him right there by you, so go ahead and tell us what he said.
Usually he starts things off with, first of all... But this time he didn't start it out. He said the respect of a non-respectable person is not valued. I'm respected by the respectable people, people who actually can be held to high regard. You saw a legend and a revolutionary transition to an unlimited spirit, a limited spirit. That's what we saw. That bleep, that's just lying. I mean, listen, man, to be honest with you, that's all his brain capacity could come up with.
Oh, my God. That's basically saying nobody respects your opinion, Kodak Black.
He continued to say, I urge him to go educate himself and enlighten himself, because if he knew better, he'd do better. I just hope he fix it before I fix him. That's all I can do. All
right, that's a warning.
I don't wish no pain on him. I don't wish no harm on him. But ultimately, the law of reciprocity. I learned that from Lauryn Hill album.
Oh, what the X Factor?
All that all time. Yeah. You get what you give. So the energy he's putting out there is going to come find him.
I'll run from you right now how good you look. Kodak Black can't understand not near a word that's in that sentence.
I don't think many people can, but it's okay.
What is reciprocity?
That means give and take. Like, if I give that to you, I get it back.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. My human dictionary over there.
Well, you know, I didn't have video games. We had books.
No. We had the opposite.
My sister's here.
Hello.
You
she ain't gonna speak
name?
In the mic.
I wave. No.
They can't see you waving. My sister Racine and her husband Greg are here. They came last night.
What's up, Big Greg?
They chilling, Shay.
Yeah,
they not.
They ready to get some breakfast, I think. Maybe.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.